class. Class of class.
Yes, sir, yes.
All right, folks. Welcome back to an episode of Bourbon and...
Boxed Wine.
A day in the life of a teacher. How are you, Anderson?
I'm lovely. And yourself?
I am doing fantastically well. I'm over here drinking a Maker's Mark. I'm drinking Maker's Mark. I love it. That's the one that has the wax, the red wax seal.
Oh.
It's really good. I enjoy it. I'm just drinking it on the rocks. Or, well, I guess it's on the rocks. It's in that awesome half glass thing you got me. Where it freezes and half of it's a beautiful ice cube and the other half is just whatever you put. You're not drinking this
evening.
I'm not. That's all right.
Well,
you have to go to Tarjay.
I'll be drinking tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right. We're going to go to bingo.
Yes.
I can't wait. We're going to go to bingo. Now, speaking of that, I did write that down. What are we celebrating, Anderson?
Oh, we are celebrating the last day of the after-school program that we signed up for.
Yep. Are you going to do it again?
What?
But next year?
Oh, next year?
Just not 4 days?
Definitely not 4 days.
Definitely not four. I'm glad, you know what? I tried to sign up for three. But they didn't let me. I was like, okay. But now I'm glad they didn't let me because...
I did it 4 days. And look, it's good money, but God.
I know. Daniel asked me, how much you get? And I was like, I told him. I said, of course. I said, Anderson does 4 days, so she's getting double. He asked me if I would do it again. I said, yeah, just no more than two.
Maybe I'll be recovered by the next school. I don't know. But as of today, no.
4 days is tough.
It was tough.
And neither one of us are doing summer school.
I think perhaps if I had kids that weren't my own students.
That would be different.
Because I had a couple that were my own students, and they aggravated the living crap out of me.
I remember, because I know you got that one, and I was like, I'm so glad that person I don't have.
Yes.
I mean, I like her, but still.
Oh, I know. She just... And she doesn't want to do the work, and it's just a struggle. Like, I don't want to, no.
And they've gotten used to you.
Yeah.
You know, after, you know, over the weeks. Yeah, neither one of mine were in my class, except now there is, you know, the eyeball one. So.
I love him.
Let's see. So, speaking of school, next week we've got our state testing.
Oh.
State testing. So that's kind of a half work week, you know. It's like, well, I guess I'll teach a little bit. Are you doing new stuff?
Not really. We're going to do a couple of fun science things.
Yeah, you're always good about coming up with fun stuff. I mean,
there's no point. I'm not going to drain their brain on testing days.
Right. I mean, I told them, I said, kids, I said, we're just going to, only thing we're doing, y'all can work on your extension task if you need to, but that's fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's Greek mythology. I said, anything else? I said, we're just working on, we'll read the next few chapters in the novel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's nothing. I said, we might read and answer questions on our reading log. I said, but that's it. No spelling, no vocab, no new stuff. Just read the chapters we can get through. We might start working on our King Midas plays or something. I don't know. Something fun.
Yeah.
Something fun like that. And before we get into it, so folks, when this comes out next Monday, it will be Earth Day, and you already have artwork up. I saw that.
I did, even though it's falling apart. Some pieces were falling off.
Oh, is it? I said, damn, look at Anderson. She's always so ahead of the game, got Earth Day stuff up.
Well, no, you know why? Because today is my no-break day, and so we usually have extra time in the classroom. We usually do something with art on Wednesdays. They had a math test and a science test today.
Yeah.
So there was no teaching. It was just tests.
Right.
And working on extra stuff that they had to work on. And then we did art. Because I was like, that's it. Tests and art. Nice,
well,
easy
good.
Day.
Well, we did our geodes. You know how we hold the geodes and focus on someone and write positive notes. So we did that. Earth Day. So this past 2 weeks, I've done all my work for Mother Earth. Got our flowers in, our wildflowers. A neighbor and I, we must have planted like 9 crepe myrtles.
Oh, wow.
That we were growing in pots for a year. So,
Anyway.
Okay, so here we go. Faculty Lounge Gossip. This is episode 11. I guess I'll start us off.
Sure.
All right, so I did some cursory research. I found a couple of things, and I did find something, you know, that I forwarded to myself for the episode 12. So I landed on this one. Texas. Texas to give extra credit to teachers who train like doctors in residency programs. Texas is still struggling. Oh, now by the way, this comes from DallasNews.com. Texas still is struggling with teacher retention and recruitment, updated data shows. Well, that's kind of like all over.
Mm-hmm.
Texas teachers who are trained through intensive residency programs, similar to what doctors do, will soon get extra recognition. State education officials signed off on creating an enhanced standard certificate for teacher candidates who complete a residency route, spending a year learning from an experienced educator inside the classroom. This is a way for applicants to differentiate themselves, State Board of Education member Will Hickman said. For the school districts trying to hire teachers, these residents will stand out. So one more little paragraph, and then we've got some side notes here. Roughly 1 in 3 new teachers hired across Texas in the 2024 academic year were uncertified. So I wrote down, that's kind of like our OFAT. You know how they hire them?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, that's, well, let me finish this. Meaning the state has no way to know if they receive rigorous training. Now, I don't know how, that doesn't make sense to me. How many times have I applied for something outside of teaching or for teaching? You got to have your resume. You got to have this. You got to have your letters of recommendation. God, how many times I have to call the damn praxis website or phone number and I need copies of my praxis. Send us money. Oh, great. How could you not know someone had a rigorous training?
Right.
I mean, I don't get it. Like, I went through iTeach. I did go the alternate route. But, you know, I didn't go to... I mean, it was a rigorous training, but...
Yeah.
How do you not know someone's got a rigorous training?
I don't know.
Unless you just kind of half-ass it. I mean, oh, you got a teaching certificate. Oh, great. Hired. Oh, you're not... You don't have a teaching certificate. You're hired. Great. Come on in.
Yeah. Well, you know, at our school, our fifth grade resource teacher...
Yeah.
She's certified. She's got an advanced degree...
Mm-hmm.
Masters. She's certified and gifted.
You're talking about the one whose kid's in our class?
No.
Oh, the one that starts with the A.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And she was on an OFAT for SWE, or whatever they call it, special education, yeah. What a resource class. She's on an OFAT for that because she was, you know, trying to find a gifted job in the district.
Mm-hmm.
Her OFAT, I think it's like, I don't know if they call it OFAT other places.
Other places.
That's just like you don't have a certification in that area.
Yeah.
You promise to get certified within 3 years.
Right.
She did not, so she can't stay with us.
Mm.
She has to go somewhere else. So they're going to hire somebody who's not yet certified.
Yeah, same thing.
Instead of her.
Like, you can't just give an extension or hire her for like another position coming open.
It's craziness. Like, they're so desperate for teachers. Oh my gosh, the hundreds of special education positions.
And that brings me to my next paragraph. The reliance on such educators has grown in recent years, worrying officials because teachers without intensive preparation are more likely to leave the profession at much higher rates. And then I circled it and said, yeah, they're more likely to leave because they don't know what the shit they're getting into.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, teaching, easy.
Oh, yeah,
Nope, not easy. I think people think that, oh, I'm going to get a teaching job, can't do anything else. That's why they're leaving.
That's why they're leaving, probably.
Yeah.
I think you have to love this job to not be miserable in it, to be honest.
And we're surrounded by people who apparently don't love the job.
Yeah.
And I think it is just a paycheck to them. I mean... I've said before, it's like, what the hell would I do if I weren't teaching?
Right, but I damn sure would find something else.
Right.
If I started hating it, it's too much to work this job and hate it. I wouldn't do that to myself. I wouldn't do that to the kids because I'd make them just as miserable.
And it says students of novice teachers also tend to achieve less academic growth than those with more experienced teachers. And I wrote down, you know what? Novice teacher, yeah, but every teacher, even if you're the best or have been teaching for 20 years, Anderson, you had to step into that classroom for the first time, for the first day, as the main teacher by yourself. But I like this program. I wrote down later that, yeah, it sounds like a student teaching, but that's something you do when you're in college. Mm-hmm. But I really like this. Hey, I agree with this. You got your degree. Now you're going to follow this, be like a student teacher, but yet you're not a student teacher. You're qualified, but you're going to kind of shadow this person for, I don't know, a year or something like that.
Right.
I mean, obviously get paid. But this made me, and I wrote down, it says, one potential solution that's emerged is the idea of a paid teacher residency program. And I said, you know what? After I had my degree and everything, I kept trying to get my foot in the door, and they wouldn't hire me because I didn't have experience. I was like, well, hire me and I'll have experience. But what made me, I think, such a good teacher was when I got my first teaching job, Anderson, I was already a para for 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
So I was already in the system for like 3 years. Oh, I like what she did. I'm going to do this.
Right.
Ooh, I like this. Oh, if I were in this situation, I would do it this way. So I was already like privy to ins and outs and the verbiage and what I can do. And I think that really, so I had like pretty much a 3-year residency working with fantastic teachers. And that brought me up something last week. I was having a conversation with people, and they're like, hey, you know, Mr. Henderson, what do you think is like a big problem of, you know, teaching nowadays? And, of course, I talked about lack of respect from kids. I talked about they just don't freaking care. And then when you meet the parent, well, that's why they don't care, because the parent doesn't care. And then you run into lawnmower parents who mow down all the problems, so there's no consequences. And then the main thing I wrote down, I came back to those people and I said, you know what? A big problem is there's stuff coming from up top. People haven't been in the classroom for years, coming up with shit. Hey, do this. This will help you out. Oh, really? Have you even been in the classroom? You want me to do this? Changing the curriculum.
Yeah.
Oh, really? We just got the hang of this, and now you're going to change it. So.
Oh, I know. I taught my first regular ed class 5 years ago, and I teach totally different than I did that first year. Every year I do something different.
Something different.
I learn and improve.
Because the kids are different. You got to act different.
The kids are definitely different.
Yeah, you and I were just talking today about what? Several years ago with Hubba Bubba.
Yeah.
How I had a classroom. I had 29 students on my roster. And I'd rather have had those students than these 24 students. I still got a lot of kids, but still. I mean, the makeup's different.
And they're not bad kids.
Mm-mm.
They just are
a lot. They can be bad. They're disrespectful and rude to one another sometimes.
To each other, yeah. And they won't shut up.
And I think one reason, though, that would keep me from doing this, like, hey, Mr. Henderson, you know, you're a wonderful teacher. Miss Anderson, will you have this teacher work along with you? And I said, sure, but I don't want any extra damn paperwork.
Mm-mm.
Don't give me paperwork. That's why I haven't signed up for a student teacher. I don't want it. I would love to have a student teacher. Dan is like, oh, my God, you put the fear of God in them. I'm like, yeah, I would. But, speaking of that, I saw that meme on Instagram the other day. And it showed this person crying, and they were blubbering, and it said, what do you mean your lesson plans are on a sticky note? And they were crying. So I would love to do it, but don't give me extra paperwork. I mean, we're already bombarded with extra shit.
Oh my gosh.
So let's see, what else we got? And obviously teacher retention, you know. They want to give us more money. I mean, who don't want more money? They wanted state money for bonuses, pathways for teachers to make higher salaries based on how they were trained. Well, obviously, if you have a master's degree or this degree, you should get more money. Like, we're on like a STEP program, depending on how long you've taught. It should increase, you know. However, these ideas were caught up in political fights. Legislation that aimed to improve teacher recruitment and retention died after its fate was tied to a plan to funnel public dollars toward private school tuition. And I wrote, hell no. I think that's coming up in, you know, when we were looking at different problems about the, like, the In God We Trust stuff, the different states. I think Louisiana's doing I think that's coming up, voting for putting tax dollars to go pay for private schools No.
Oh, right, right.
I don't agree with that.
No.
I don't agree with that. And I think that's, and it says beginning teachers sometimes are often paid the same amount, whether they're certified or not. So that kind of makes it seem like sending the signal, we don't really value.
Exactly.
What pathway, just thank God we got a body in a classroom.
Yep, that's all they want.
So I definitely don't agree with that, putting money towards private school. Mm-hmm. No, private school, you pay for it. Otherwise, y'all better be held to the same high standards. And I don't know, if you want to get money from the government, well, you better reach this. Anyway, I know I've heard some stories, kids go from private to public and they're like behind.
Right.
But, mm-mm.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I don't agree that our tax money should go towards private schools.
When I first started in our district, I worked half of the time at our school and half of the time in the private schools. Oh, yeah,
you did do that. I remember that.
For the district, for our district, and it was, you can see the obvious difference.
Yeah, and I thought I remember asking you, like, oh, yeah. Are you glad when you leave here and go there? And didn't I think you said, you were like, no, I don't look forward to going there anymore.
I hated that because...
Little privileged bastards.
Yeah, and it was like tutoring, and then the teachers, you know, they started a new math curriculum that was similar to ours.
Yeah.
They were like, I don't know how to do this. I'm not teaching this. So it's kind of like...
Oh, well...
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, parents pay for the money. You're going to get kicked out or not. I guess that's a good thing about private school. You can kick them out if they get in fights and stuff. Ours is like, well, deal with it.
Unless their daddy pays, you know, extra tuition, then they won't get kicked out.
Daddy said I was the best. That comes from Real Tomato Ketchup Eddie. You know what that movie is?
No.
Chevy Chase, he says, Real Tomato Ketchup Eddie?
National Lampoon something.
Vacation,
yeah.
Yeah, when she's mixing up the Kool-Aid or something with her hand or arm.
Oh, God.
Something about French Sick. Kiss. She goes, Daddy says, I'm the best.
Oh, my gosh.
You might not want to get too close, Clark. She's got a tongue condition. They ain't identified yet. Of course, that's from the Christmas Vacation. All right. So that's my spiel. What do you have for us, Anderson?
Well... I tried to look up an update of the teacher we talked about that
died, found dropped dead in the stairwell, and she was 8 months pregnant.
Yes.
So no update on that, right?
I haven't found an update on that, but I do have, and this information comes from Teacher Misery, which is a follow on Instagram. I love her.
Oh, okay.
And she kind of summarized this news article. But this is an update of the six, if you're a teacher, I'm sure you know about this. The 6-year-old that shot a teacher last year, she didn't die, she recovered, but he shot her in the chest. Well, come to find out, the former assistant principal of that school, they are charging her with 8 counts of felony child abuse and neglect. Because of the teacher shooting, which is amazing. And
they're charging the mom of the kid.
No. Well, they did charge the mom of the kid, but they're charging the assistant principal of the school.
Oh, okay.
The reason being is because so he was a kid who was like one of his little behavior kids. The parents were assigned to him to come sit in the class with him. That's how bad it was.
Right.
He had a half day schedule.
Yeah.
He started getting better. The parents didn't have to come anymore. They extended his day. The next day he did something. He got suspended one day. He came back the next day with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed a friend. The friend told a reading teacher or something. The reading teacher went and told the assistant principal, who did nothing. Then another person, it ended up being where 4 adults reported it because they heard from different situations. He ended up taking the gun out of his backpack and putting it in his jacket pocket. And they told him they thought he had it in his jacket pocket because his hands were in his pocket. And the assistant principal said, oh, his pockets are small.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't get the SRO to, like, give him a pat down?
No. So they ended up checking his bag. Of course, it wasn't in there.
What?
Yeah.
A little handgun can fit in your butt of your pocket or your jeans or something or in your waistcoat.
Yep. So during class, he got up, walked over to the teacher, shot her in the chest.
Well, thank God she didn't die.
Oh, no. Tried to shoot her again. The gun jammed. The kids ran screaming across the hallway. The assistant principal, when she heard the commotion and heard what happened, she locked her office door.
She's probably like, oh, I'm already getting fired over this.
She didn't call 911. She didn't call for a lockdown. Nothing. And
maybe that assistant principal was teaching on an OFAT. She wasn't ready and qualified. Yeah. She just like, oh, thank God I'm making a paycheck. More money, honey.
Well, and then they found that there was just documentation over and over about how they were concerned about this kid.
Yeah.
All the documentation from the year before he even came to that school. And it was, and I was like, and then, so one of the judges said, this is like a precedent that they're blaming the administrators for something a kid did because they didn't take care of it. And I was like, oh, that's good.
And that backs up what you and I said and other teachers say in the faculty lounge. Nothing's going to change unless parents step in. All that paperwork, all that trail didn't amount to a hill of beans because nothing happened.
Well, and I bet if principals start getting sued and held accountable for violent children, maybe they'll start doing something.
Well, speaking of violent, he's not really violent, even though he did throw a pencil across the room and hit someone in the eye.
Oh, shit.
He got suspended for what? 2 days? Three?
One day.
One day.
Nearly poked a kid's eye out.
This is a kid whose parents, who the principals don't want to get the call because she bitches and complains and they don't want to deal with her. So he got moved. Well, guess where old Winnie the Pooh is now, folks?
Yep.
In our classroom again. Winnie the Pooh, Pooh. Winnie the Pooh, Pooh. Silly Willy, Billy, old bear. I saw his crack yesterday. Whoo, crack yesterday. He was stinking up the air. Boom, boom. I did not smell him today, but Anderson did. I love that meme you sent to me. Winnie the Pooh bending over a honey pot in his ass just to shake it in there. Well, thank God we only have 5 weeks left.
I don't know if I can stand it.
He's done well with me. I mean, I did well last year. He was annoying, but still. He's back in our class. Back in our class. Nothing happened. Same old, same old. Guess what? They're going to be dealing with the same shit for 2 more years.
Yep.
Unless he matures.
He won't.
Or the mom realizes that he's been lying to her this whole time about bullying and this and they did this.
Well,
that's what they said in the meeting today.
Right. Our principal said that when she told him, that when he told her, told the mom that he was going to be back with you,
because
he's in your homeroom, that he said, oh, well, he'll be with Miss Anderson too, you know, for math and science. She actually said, oh, please tell her thank you for taking him back again this year.
So that's good. I'm glad she said that. You know, I'm glad she said it. Of course, then I saw on the point sheet today, he already acted up and didn't do something.
He did. He was like aggravating the crap out. He's just annoying.
Yeah.
He likes attention. He likes to aggravate people. Well, he sits in my cloth rolly chair, which was probably a mistake.
That's going to be embedded in the fibers.
Yeah, I know. But guess what? He likes sitting in the chair and I told him he needs to stop. Stop what you're doing or you're not sitting in my chair. And so he stopped, finally.
Finally. But and I don't know how many times I said last year, like, kid, I know you want attention. I would love to give you attention. Does it have to be negative attention all the damn time? So I don't know. Hey, y'all. Wave at so-and-so. We see you. God, I love pulling that one. Well, you're going to have to burn that damn fiber chair at the end of the year.
I know.
God.
Jesus. He made my eyes water today.
Oh.
And I usually don't smell stuff. You're usually the one.
I'm the sniffer.
Of course, I've been using the neti pot, with my allergies this time of year.
Oh, good. So I got to get mine out and do it.
I guess I'm smelling good lately. Yeah. I don't know. But, ooh, my eyes were watering.
I know Daniel's like, geez, Wesley, you're like half dog. You can sniff yep. out everything. I am. I can also lick myself.
Jesus. Take the wheel.
I'm just trying to keep it light, honey. Trying to keep it light. Well, so we will try to keep an update, yeah, on the woman that they found in the stairwell and see what happens to this principal. So
that's interesting to find out.
All right, folks, that's all we got for you. So just if you listen to this on the Monday of Earth Day, make sure to go out, hug a tree, plant a tree, flowers, do something. Anderson's got her garden. You're very excited, aren't you?
I am very excited. Yep.
Me too. We've got our wildflowers popping up all over the place. My tomatoes are growing. I'm excited. So, speaking of spreading love and joy on Earth Day, folks, y'all just go ahead and press that share button. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Give us a 5-star review. And if you don't want to, well, don't do it. Just don't do anything at all. Just send us an email. Say, why you don't like us? Why you don't like us? Oh, and by the way, you know, yeah, I'm a little pissed. No one's answered those damn questions yet that I posted on Facebook. Oh. I would love to read our listeners' responses to those questions.
Hmm.
Or if you have questions for, you know, for Anderson or Henderson, type them up on our Facebook page at Bourbon and Box Wine. Right?
Right. I'll have to go take a look at that. I'm not usually on Facebook.
I don't get on Facebook much either. Oh. But, you know, it was the questions you and I asked each other. Yeah.
It's been a while. I forget.
All right. So remember to just breathe,
work hard,
and love what you do. That was Anderson, folks. That was not a cat whining.